Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general and business aviation. From home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech, Plain Talk provides informative information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,900 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years' experience in the technology and aviation industries. Welcome to this episode of Plain Talk, focusing on aviation watches. Time is a critical aspect of every flight. Time, distance, fuel remaining are essential components of every flight. Aviation watches may be considered to be in three categories: prestigious, budget, and tech. Garmin's D2 Charlie and Apple's watch are clearly tech, while Hamilton, Citizen, and Casio are budget-conscious brands with a wide range of aviation watches typically priced below $1,000. Omega, Braimont, Bell & Ross, and Breitling manufacture timepieces which transition form and functionality with prices starting above $4,500. What's on your wrist or not is an expression of your personality and budget. Omega began manufacturing chronographs in 1957 and is known for timepieces used on the Gemini and Apollo missions, last worn on the moon in 1972. The second version of the Speedmaster went on to be the first Omega worn in space on the wrist of Wally Schirra on October 3, 1962. Designing a timepiece which can accurately record the passage of time in the harshness of space is no mean feat. NASA's space program began during a time before GPS and personal computers, when watches were mechanical instruments. Omega's space watch was selected by NASA after a rigorous RFP process. Their timepieces are certified to be accurate to between minus 4 and plus 6 seconds per day, required for the precise navigation requirements for space exploration. Braimont is a relatively newcomer to the industry. Founded by pilots Nick and Giles English, they have brought the timepiece design and manufacturing back to England. Braimont's chronographs are certified to the, and excuse my French, Contrôle Officiel Suisse des Chronomètres, or CSOC for short, standard, which guarantees uncompromising accuracy. Certain limited edition Braimont timepieces include the parts of original aircraft, including the original fabric from the Wright Flyer. One of their timepieces, the Braimont 1918, includes metal from a Spitfire, Hurricane, Bristol Blenheim, as well as wood from an SE-5A. Braimont collaborates with many aviation organizations, including Martin Baker, the RAF, and Boeing. Their Martin Baker line pays tribute to the famous ejection seat company. Braimont's limited edition MBI watch, denoted by a red aluminum barrel, may only be purchased by an individual who has ejected from an aircraft using a Martin Baker seat. Constructed to withstand the rigors of high altitude or undersea depths, Braimont timepieces adorn the wrists of civilian and military aviators worldwide. Citizen's Time Technology is focused on providing affordable watches to every citizen of the world. Founded in 1930, Citizen manufactures, I couldn't believe this number, approximately 400 million pieces annually. That's a lot of watches. Citizen began manufacturing watches for pilots and aviation enthusiasts in the 1990s. Ever innovating, their watches are powered by light, or echo drive, time, day, and date synchronization using radio technology called atomic timekeeping, and their newest watch movements receive satellite GPS timekeeping called satellite wave. Citizen's Skyhawk and Navihawk models utilize quartz movements that are available in a variety of materials, including stainless steel and titanium. The Skyhawk Limited Edition features a super titanium case and bracelet 5 times harder and 40% lighter than stainless steel. With licensing agreements with the Blue Angels and Red Arrows, an owner can feel as if they're part of the team. Hamilton is a strong supporter of a variety of Canadian organizations, including the Air Cadets, Red Bull Air Racer Pete McLeod, and the Webster Trophy. Aviation is part of their DNA, beginning in 1918, supplying airmail pilots with accurate mechanical watches. Fast forward to the 21st century, their Khaki Aviation X-Wind includes an easy-to-use crosswind slide rule embracing the E6B routes. Inside the case of their 2018 limited edition watch is the first Hamilton chronograph movement with a silicone hairspring. This material makes the movement more precise, as silicone is non-magnetic and less sensitive to shocks. The first all-electric aerobatic aircraft was designed and manufactured by Hamilton, a collaboration with pilots. Hamilton's watches are available in both quartz and mechanical movements, allowing the owner to match technology with budget. From a pure tech perspective, Apple's watch is designed to provide immediate information at the flick of your wrist. With cellular, GPS, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth, the watch will receive data from aviation apps, including AeroWeather. Supporting many aviation apps, the Apple Watch becomes an extension of your iPhone, delivering content to your wrist. Displaying the current METARs and TAFs on your wrist becomes a convenient way to be alerted to weather changes. With SOS capability, the Apple Watch becomes a personal locating device backing up the aircraft's ELT. Flight instructor Mark Brooks reports that his Apple Watch allows him to check weather or to send quick texts while minimizing distractions to student pilots. Whether you own a $350 Citizen watch or a $6,000 Omega timepiece, routine maintenance is critical to maintaining your investment. Watches, which are water resistant, require their seals to be replaced every 2 years to ensure that swimming with your watch doesn't damage it. Citizen Echo Drive watches never require their battery to be replaced, while mechanical timepieces require periodic servicing, much like your aircraft. During my trips to Oshkosh and Sun and Fun, sadly not in 2020 due to COVID-19, I noticed a few timepiece manufacturers prominently displaying their new models. Popular aviation watches can be found at pilot shops and online. As with any purchase, a bit of homework can help you pick the right timepiece, which becomes part of your persona. Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.